The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
If you're sitting on a chair, as I recently did at towards the end of a retreat, I found that if my sacrum against the back of the chair, but my back is upright, so the lower back is against the chair, the sacrum, but the upper back is actually leaning away just a little bit. You might want to try that. It supports alertness. It's possible to get too comfortable sometimes. It's the same. So making yourself comfortable, sitting up as straight as is comfortable for you, closing your eyes if you wish. Or if you're feeling a little restless this morning, then you can just let your eyes fall in a soft gaze on a few feet in front of you. So receiving the sound of the bell, and sustaining your attention on the sound. Congratulations, you have arrived. You have arrived at this very important appointment with a very important person. Actually, the most important person in the world, which is yourself. The Buddha says that you can search the entire universe and never find anyone more deserving of your love and attention than yourself. So taking some time to welcome yourself now, as a concerned parent would take care of their child and take their vital statistics. How is this heart? How is your mind? How is this body? Noticing that often our bodies are sitting here, but our minds are lost in thoughts, making judgments, having opinions, ruminating, planning for the week ahead. For this brief time together this morning, I invite you to put your burdens down by telling your thoughts and worries to wait outside while you luxuriate in the present moment, in this precious opportunity to restore and nurture yourself. If your concerns are truly important, they'll come back and remind you as you leave the building. As we sit, we're releasing our grip on our overactive minds. letting go of its services for a while we drop from the thinking conceptual mind into our bodies. Thich Nhat Hanh has a short poem that celebrates this moment when we settle down and gather our attention and come back into our bodies. I have arrived. I am home. In the here, in the now, I am solid. I am free. In the ultimate, I dwell. When the mind and body are together, you're well established in the present moment. So checking in with your body at this time, opening to this ocean of sensations as you sit here quietly. What sensations are you feeling that tell you you're alive? Maybe pulsing, expansion, contraction, pain, nervousness, maybe a sense of well-being, warmth, coolness. Not necessary to name the sensation, just feel them. This is what it means to be alive in the present moment, savoring it, tasting it, feeling it. Noticing the weight of the body on this chair or cushion. Letting your mind and heart be open. Choosing an attitude of kindness and acceptance to whatever arises. Some of the sensations may be pleasant. And some unpleasant. And many of the sensations may be neutral. However you find your body this morning and your mind, practicing acceptance, can this be okay now? checking your body for places of tension and inviting those places to relax and release on the out-breath. One place that we hold tension is in our face, this masks that we wear in the world. So just noticing if there's any residual tension in the facial muscles, around the mouth, even the jaw, the tongue. Bringing attention to the rest of the face, the forehead, and spreading to the scalp and the ears. Continuing down the neck and the shoulders. An attitude of curiosity and investigation, just available for whatever sensations are presenting themselves at this moment. And sometimes you'll find there are no sensations, and that's okay too. Continuing down the upper arms, feeling into them, and the lower arms, and now the wrists and the hands. The hands are a place where we have a lot of sensitivity, so just notice, like a sensitive antenna, what sensations are present for you now in your fingers. Can you direct your attention to your thumbs and feel your thumbs sort of engorged with your attention? Traveling back up the arms to the shoulders, and now including the torso, both the upper torso and the lower torso. Checking to see if our belly is relaxed. Aware of the hips and the pelvic region. And the thighs. Muscles may be tense, holding yourself upright. What muscles can you relax? Which ones? It's not so easy. Including now the knees and the lower legs. And ending with our ankles and feet and toes. Feeling into the soles of the feet. So this whole body, our entire body sitting here, present, alert, still, noting this sense of intimacy with your body and with the people in this room, our community members, our Sangha. Noticing too, you can sense your life breath. Bringing your attention now to the movement that's happening in this body. The feelings and rhythm of this breath. Noticing as it enters the nostrils and as it exits the nostrils. Feeling the sensations of the air as it comes and goes. And now noticing the air as it travels into the chest cavity. And finally feeling the sensations of the breath in the abdomen. Noting the rise and the fall of the belly with each breath. If you wish, you can place your hand on the belly, noting the sensations. If it's very subtle, you can take a deeper intentional breath or two to really feel the rise and the fall. Just focusing on the movement, not so much the words, just the sensations. Keeping this in your awareness. Placing your hand back in your lap, if that's what you did. But now noticing whatever you can of the breath. And rest your attention there. Let there be a sense of relaxation, both a presence and an alertness, but at the same time an ease, a resting in the sensations of the breath in this body. For some people, the breath is not very accessible, so you are welcome to return to the sensations in your body as your anchor. So either choosing the breath or sensations in your body as your anchor. We'll continue now in silence for the next few minutes. noticing that the habit of the mind is to wander off. It resists this continuity of awareness. So simply noting that the mind has wandered off, it's no big deal, it's nature happening. But note it, and then return to the sensations of the breath. Or the sensations of the body. Remembering that we don't need to do anything. We're not trying to get anywhere. We're not trying to get rid of anything. Our only task is to be alert to each moment as it unfolds. Alert to each breath. It's just this breath. And then this breath. And then this new breath. Patiently training the mind to be aware over and over and over again. That is the practice. I have arrived. I am home. In the here, in the now, I am solid. I am free. In the ultimate, I dwell.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.